This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we continue the conversation today with Madison County CTE System Director Rob Worden. As Rob mentioned yesterday, he works with all of the high schools in Madison County to promote ag education, industrial arts, health occupations, family and consumer science, and business, all the subjects that fall under the career and technical education title. Yesterday, Rob highlighted some of the successful ag programs in his district, and today we'll talk about ag program funding, professional development programs for teachers, and the teacher shortage in Illinois.
St. Louis is a hub for biotechnology, and Monsanto being there and all the other industry that's right here in our backyard, we need to be getting students the skills so that they can go into those jobs and start making good money and living a successful life based on their job or their vocation.
Well, and you bring up a really great point, and that just goes back to you saying that college isn't for everyone, because some jobs that maybe would be involved in agriculture on the technology side, maybe you wouldn't need a four-year degree. And with you talking about Edwardsville not having a program for 20 years, and now they have one, and I know that it's successful. I've talked to the teacher and some of the students. Is there a fear with the state budget, you know, the climate we're in right now, there's not a lot of funding to go around? Do teachers talk to you? Are FFA chapters having issues with funding, or what's the talk?
Oh, my gosh, funding. I can talk for hours on funding or the lack thereof.
Yeah.
Yes, our state is in a financial mess, and I'm not pointing a finger of blame at anyone, because it's gone on for years. We're just paying the piper now because of years and years of misappropriation or borrowing from an account and not paying it back, and the budget problems are coming to a head right now, and the students that are in the classroom right now are really the ones that are suffering because of that. Now, there's been, you know, certain counties or certain districts have tried to alleviate that by passing referendums to either increase the property tax or to, put a sales tax on items like that. And I think that's a good thing, because local communities are trying to help the local schools when they see that they're not getting the money from the state. But as far as the state budget, how it affects the programs, yes, it definitely does affect the programs. Agriculture was promised $1.8 million last year, and haven't seen any of it yet. Next year they're promised $5 million, and they haven't seen any for fiscal year 2018. So those are the kind of issues that are going to come, you know, affect students. Now, we're lucky in agriculture. We have a great support system. Every ag program that I just mentioned, or even when I was at Staunton, I cannot thank the people of that community enough. At Staunton, we had an FFA alumni dinner auction every year, and we raised tremendous amounts of money that was spent locally on those students. And I think most people in the ag community really want to see the FFA ag department survive. So they will support them. And it's above and beyond, you know, what they're taxed on, and yet they see the value in that. So, yes, to answer your question, the lack of a budget or the lateness of a budget really did affect our schools and our funding. And it's hard to plan programs or buy materials for schools when you don't have any money in the account. Mm-hmm. So they've had to wait and wait and wait. And last year they were, you know, a minimum of 6 months behind. And the school year is only 9 months long. So if we're getting money to buy welding rods for programs, and you got to wait till March to get them, you only have 3 months of instruction time with that, you better be pretty creative in your funding. And that's what every superintendent in the area is under that thumb. Every ag teacher is under that microscope, just trying to make do and provide as best they can for these students with the resources that they have. So, yeah, the whole budget, I could talk for hours and go round and round on that, but I'm going to be quiet now. I probably said too much already.
That's all right. Well, I was kind of aware that I thought that was going to be your answer, but wanted to ask because you're involved with it basically on a daily basis, so we can only hope for the kids' sake and teachers that that gets taken care of. Rob, you mentioned some of the successful FFA programs in your district, and I know you've also provided some, professional development programs related to agriculture for the teachers. Any of those you'd like to talk about?
Oh, well, my most favorite one. I think you were at one of the best ones we had was the drone workshop that we had down at Seavers, and we had another second day with Kyle Brazzi's farm there, and we've had some tremendous luck with that with Chad Colby, who's the rock star of the drone, the ag drone world. He's an outstanding individual and gave a tremendous amount of assistance and guidance to our teachers when the drones were just starting to hit, and they just keep growing, and the regulations do as well. So it's good to be on top of that kind of stuff. The professional development that in the ag world, that's probably my most favorite one that we've done, and I still hear people talk about it. And we may do another one here shortly, but we're going to see how everything goes. But the drone workshop was professional development that was A number one, outstanding stuff. We do all kinds of professional development with all of our teachers. I was at the Federal Reserve Bank with my business teachers last year, and that is another one that could tie in directly with agriculture, especially as capital intensive as ag is today. That banking industry is very interesting, and they're very much interested in outreach to our classrooms because they see the value when a consumer or a producer is informed and understands all of the interest rates and how everything ties together. It's a worldwide global market right now, and they want that education to be taught, as well as, you know, saving and credit card debt and all that stuff that students need to be aware of. If we can teach that when they're in high school and get that lesson in their brain, it'll stick with them the rest of their lives. So that professional development was outstanding last year. If you ever get a chance to go to the Federal Reserve Bank, take it, because it's a great tour, and the people there are very helpful, and they offer some serious professional development for not just education, but across the board for any professional that needs it. They will do a wonderful job down there. But those two are the top of my mind. But I've done so many in the last 6 years. I could talk for days about the professional development that we put on here in this office. And we take surveys, and we want to provide professional development that is useful for our educators. I'm not going to put them in a meeting and they're going to be bored to death. I'm just not going to do that. I want them to be able to get something out of that meeting, take it back, and give that to their students, or improve their methods of teaching. That's what I'm looking to provide for these people. And our educators give me a lot of good feedback, and I listen to it, and then I will take it and put on the best professional development that we can from our office.
Rob, it sounds like things are going really well. You've got some great programming and some successful FFA chapters. Is there anything else that you would like to mention today that I haven't asked you about?
Oh, I've got a lot of things. I was ready for this because I know that's how you end every interview, Katie. I was prepared. I've got a couple things here. I do want to talk a little bit about the Ag Ed website. If anybody's on there, the Ag Ed website is great. I think their theme is the original STEM field, which, if you know anything about STEM, it's science, technology, engineering, and math. That's like kind of the big buzzword right now in education, or the buzz acronym. I shouldn't say it's not a buzzword. It's a buzz acronym. But STEM is right now. We do have an ag teacher shortage that is, you know, not just, we have a teacher shortage, not just ag teachers. Ag teachers have been for the last 10 or 20 years, we've been short of ag teachers. Now there's other areas, all of my areas, the health, oc, family, consumer science, industrial business, those areas are all short. Science, you know, math teachers. We have a tremendous shortage right now in teachers. There's a lot of reasons for that that I'm not going to get into, but there is a shortage. I want everyone to be aware of that in your radio audience, but I tout that message across the state of Illinois. We are in dire need of teachers. They do have in ag, they have a grant right now called the Three Circles Grant that is the state and the local districts working together try to give some financial incentive to people that are wanting to be ag teachers right now, current ag teachers and new ones coming in. So that's a great opportunity for those. We have over 30,000 students in ag classes and over 17,000 students in FFA in the state of Illinois. Great numbers. They're trending in the right direction. They're trending up. And 72% of graduating students who took an ag class that are graduating high school go on to post-secondary education, which is a good thing. That really is. Now, we know college isn't for everyone, but if you have that kind of numbers, you're at least giving it a shot. And most employers will tell you this. If you will show up on time every day, pass the drug test, they will teach you what they want to know. And that includes, a lot of times, they'll pay for your college to go back to college. So stay in school, show up on time, don't do drugs, and you will be, you know, able to be employable. And I can get you a job anywhere. The last thing I want to say is I want to tell everyone out there happy holidays, and hopefully we have a great new year coming up.
Rob Worden, Madison County CTE System Director from Prairie Town. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.